This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow made it to a Thursday. It's hour one with the boys. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A little bit later on, the stars of All the Smoke podcast, Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, former NBA players. Darius Rucker's going to stop by. And Sean Salisbury, the former NFL quarterback, sports talk host in Houston on the trials and tribulations of Deshaun Watson. Also, I don't know if you guys heard this or not. The Astros played the Angels, and you had some fans who were throwing garbage cans onto the field. Dusty Baker, who wasn't there when the Astros cheated to win the World Series, had this to say about the Angels and how they acted when the Astros were in town.
Tell the amount of hostility and the amount of hatred in the stands, and you know how many in the stands have never done anything wrong in their life, or you know we paid the price for it. How many people have not cheated, you know, on a test or whatever at some point in time? I mean, it's easy, you know, if you live in glass houses, but I don't think anybody lives in glass houses, and it's a sad, you know, situation for America, to me, you know, when you hear things. I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands? Or it's sad to me, like I said, it, you know, people make mistakes, and, you know, we paid for ours, and, you know, we say leave it alone.
Love Dusty Baker. Dusty could not be further from reality. You didn't pay the price, Dusty. The Astros did not pay the price. Literally and figuratively, your Astros never paid the price. Oh, they're going to have the scarlet letter while they have their World Series ring. There's a lot of athletes who will take the scarlet letter because that letter is a C for cheater. They didn't pay the price. And there were no fans last year. So the fans are going to make up for lost time. They want to get their pound of flesh here. That's all. But, you know, Dusty's approach should be, you know what, if you need to let it out, let it out. But hopefully we get to move on from this. We've all learned from it. And I wasn't here at the time, but I understand fans didn't get a chance to boo us last year. But if you're going to do it, maybe do it early and then let's get it out of the way. Like something that says, look, I acknowledge this, you know. How would Dusty feel if he was the manager for, I don't know, the Dodgers, and you lost to the Astros after they cheated? I don't think Dusty's going to go, you know what, we all make mistakes there. You know, it's what do you say to your kids? What do you say to your kids about what the Astros did? Like an inflatable garbage can? Okay, I can explain that to my kid. Hey, we were banging on garbage cans, getting the signs, and therefore we were able to cheat. That might be a little tougher to explain. Yes, Eden.
I love this idea, though, that like, yeah, I know that they cheated to win the World Series, but oh, I guess none of you ever sped in your car on the highway then? Huh? Okay, well then, glass houses.
Yes, Tom.
And when you say people make mistakes, you can make have a lapse in judgment once or twice. When it's a whole sophisticated thing that you're doing over and over again, that's a little bit more than, oops, a mistake.
It's we.
For me, yeah. When we cheat like that and we've got this whole advanced thing and there's a screen in the back and sound effects.
Are you an Astros fan?
I am, so okay. I guess it's we. You can't it's have it we. Both ways. We it's won the championship and we have the little Astros.
Yes, yes. So you shouldn't really say anything.
Right, but it's not a mistake. That does bother me as an Astro fan. A mistake is something that happens once or twice. Oops.
Hey, a mistake is when you trip down a flight of steps. Not we're going to systematically bang on garbage cans here. This is a mistake. Bom, bom. This is a mistake. Bom, bom. This is a mistake. Bom, bom. We keep recreating this mistake over and over and over.
Oh, okay. I guess you never cheated on a test then when you were in elementary school.
Oh,
okay, Mr. Perfect.
Todd. Okay.
It all comes back around.
Yes, McLovin.
I want to defend Todd here. They're his Astros when they cheat. But when he won the World Series and couldn't name a player on the whole team, we said he wasn't allowed to. He's like, is Mike Scott still there? Enos Cabell?
Okay, if you don't know the players on your favorite team.
That's a problem.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you can't live in 1986. You have to move on from that.
Yes, Paulie.
The good thing for Dusty Baker, after addressing that and letting everyone know that it bothers him, I'm sure the fans will pump the brakes and not try to get in his head even more. That's because that's what fans usually do. They usually respect people's privacy, and when asked to cool down, they do so.
Yes. And people want to be able to boo. They want to have their moment with the Astros. Whoever's left, they want to let them know, hey, you cheated. And then you'll move on. How long does this last? I don't know. But, you know, they got a hall pass because of the pandemic that fans couldn't come out and express their anger towards the Houston Astros. But Dusty's not pleased. Yes, he.
Don't Angels fans have more to be upset about than the Astros and garbage cans?
Yeah, maybe a non-playoff team.
The Angels should be allowed to cheat.
And I'm like, what are the Angels upset about?
Get the Angels that system. What's his name?
Oh, that's right. Everybody's just cheating. Everybody we play is cheating. That's why we're not playing so well.
Yeah, that's why we haven't. Mike Trout's had one playoff appearance.
Everybody else must be cheating.
Yes, that's it. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. I mentioned the guest list there. We have our Masters picks. Most shows would probably do Masters picks the day before the Masters start. Not us. We're going to do that coming up next hour with Darius Rucker. Kevin Durant's back and looked great last night. By the way, I'm watching the Pelicans. I am fascinated by them because they do have some star quality. Zion's there. Brandon Ingram's there. Got Lonzo Ball's there. But I'm watching them play defense, and I had this flashback to when my daughter was playing fourth grade basketball, and I was telling her how to play defense. She had no idea, still has no idea, and she's, you know, a grown woman. But I said, hey, Grace, put your hands up. You play defense with your hands up. So she would just bounce around on the floor with her hands up. She didn't guard anybody. They were 20 feet from her, and she had her hands up, didn't move. And I said, well, you got to guard the person with your hands up. It was just a foreign concept to her. Didn't understand it. I'm watching the Pelicans last night, and I'm seeing my daughter out there in fourth grade with your hands up, kind of looking around going, how do we guard? You know when you're in the deep end of the pool and you're treading water, when you're just learning how to swim? That's what the Pelicans look like. They were just sort of splashing around, trying to tread water there. I mean, they're making LaMarcus Aldridge look like he's 25 out there. But it was pretty impressive. By the way, there are six current NBA franchises that have been around since the merger, ABA-NBA, who've never won an NBA title. Among that group, the teams that currently have the three best records in the league, the Jazz, Suns, and Nets, are five of the top six. Suns, 52 years. Clippers, 50. Jazz, 46 years. Nets, 44 years. Nuggets, 44 years. Indiana Pacers, 44 years.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
All right, we're fired up. This show already in progress. Yes, McLovin.
I was going to turn that stat into a poll, which you can word it one of two ways. Which team is most likely to break through and win their first title this year? Or which team is likely to advance to the conference finals and lose in five games to the Lakers?
Oh, here we go. You're going to call out the Suns and the Jazz, aren't you?
And the Clippers.
Oh,
and
boy.
Put the Nuggets in there. They're on that list, too, I think.
Okay.
I watched last night, okay? This is like the layer of very good teams in the NBA, but are those championship teams? Like the Jazz and the Suns? Come on. I understand the hype, but do it in the playoffs.
It feels like there's two teams that are above everybody else. But I find myself rooting for the Jazz more and more just to shut you up.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's it. Like, why are you rooting for the Jazz? Oh, to shut up, McLovin.
I am nervous how good they are at three-point shooting.
Yeah, all right.
The Suns, what's your
like
early adapter on the Suns?
I like the Suns. I wish that they weren't second place right now. Like, I would like them to sneak up a little bit like they did the bubble last year. They're not sneaking up on anybody here. All right. 877-3DP show. Email address DP at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP show. Sean Salisbury will join us coming up in a little bit. The situation with Deshaun Watson took a turn yesterday. Now, his accusers and Deshaun Watson will likely have their days in court at some point in the near future. And whether that's a civil or criminal case remains to be seen. But Watson is suffering losses now in the court of public opinion. And yesterday, Nike announced that it was suspending its relationship with the Texans quarterback. Soon after that, Beats, the headphones by Dr. Dre, said they were cutting ties with Watson. And you could expect other sponsors to fall by the wayside. And so far, most of what we know has come from either the accusers or Watson's lawyers. We did hear from an alleged victim on Tuesday. It was pretty powerful stuff. And now we wait. The legal process will reveal more facts. Watson has said that he's not playing for the Texans. He may not have a choice playing for the Texans or not. He was a popular player not too long ago and by all accounts had a stellar reputation. That's all changed. The sponsors are the first to flee, and we'll see if Watson loses anything else as the process continues. At what point do you put him on the commissioner's exempt list? And I think that's a tricky question right now for the NFL, because if you put him on, then how do you take him off? If this goes into the fall, then you put him on the commissioner's exempt list. I think that would probably be the best way to protect the league, because this isn't about Deshaun Watson for the NFL. It's about the NFL. You want to protect yourself, take him off the field. You did this with Adrian Peterson. You did this with Ray Rice. But this is a tricky situation here, given the amount of time that you're going to have. And do you discipline him? Let's say he settles all these civil cases. Does the NFL discipline him? It's like Ben Roethlisberger. I think they gave him a 6-game suspension, reduced it to 4 with what happened in Georgia. And Deshaun Watson might be facing the same situation. Also, Carolina, from what I'm told, Carolina was all in on trying to get Deshaun Watson. And then this happened. And then that's why they did an about face. They wondered if they could move up in the draft. They couldn't move up in the draft. And then they got Sam Darnold. But imagine if Carolina traded a whole lot for Deshaun Watson and then it came out. Then what do you do? So you got Sam Darnold. I think it came out yesterday that the Niners were interested in trading for Sam Darnold. They decided that they weren't going to once they were able to move up to number 3. Justin Fields is going to have his second pro day, and that'll be 6 days from now. And I'm curious what the reaction is going to be with Justin Fields' second pro day. Because now he goes in knowing, oh, Zach Wilson, roll left, throw right, 50 yards, do your Patrick Mahomes impersonation. Like, Those are the throws that make it on SportsCenter and get replayed over and over and over, and then you have the analysts gush all over them. The Niners are reportedly going to Justin Fields' second pro day. I'm asking my sources with this that, okay, have they made up their mind? And everybody keeps saying the same thing. Mac Jones, only one outlier, has said that Trey Lance is still in the mix for what they're hearing. Whether that's true or not, these are my sources, and they've been pretty damn good. But Justin Fields, I think it's really smart because, okay, maybe you didn't believe what I did the first time, or I ran a 4.440. Now, to me, this is more about the person. This is more about the personality of Justin Fields. Like, who is he? Because I saw everything. And I talked to a source last night, and I said, so how do you process this? Like, I don't know how to sort this out. He said, well, go ahead. You want to point out Penn State and Indiana's performances, but you can't disregard what he did to Clemson. And he played hurt against Clemson. He got crushed on that one tackle, and he stayed in. What he did to keep alive the Big Ten this year. Now, he was one of the few athletes willing to put themselves out there to play this year. Like, he didn't need it. He probably would have been held in higher regard if the Big Ten didn't play, because that would have been based off last year. But that's what I would want to know, and that's what my source said last night. You know, that teams want to know him. Like, who are you? Because we see the other stuff, and then you'll hear, well, Dan Orlovsky had information that, you know, he shows up, last one to show up, first one to leave. There was talk about his reads, you know, his progressions. You know, these are things that I would still want to know. And I would want to know how he is if I give him a play. And then what do you do with that? How do you process this? Because football is about 15 seconds. The 15 seconds that I get the play in, you see what it is, and then you decide what you're going to do. Or you're going to spend that time changing the play. And then it might be 5 seconds. Can you do that in real time? That's so important. How healthy is he? Can he process this like any other quarterback? Yeah, Paulie.
I can remember our next guest, Sean Salisbury, and I'm not going to name the name, but he was talking about a rookie quarterback who ended up being a bust, and he was watching tape on him. He would go to the line of scrimmage and look down at the back of the center. He said he was not looking around the defense to find out who was where and everything like this. He's like, oh, this guy, he's not reading the defense. Ended up being a bust.
And that's what these coaches want to know now. If I send a play in, you process it, you go to the line of scrimmage, you look around, maybe you see something, or when the play starts, because the play's only lasting 5 seconds, maybe a little bit longer, but what do you do? What are your reads? This is what you do. Kyle Shanahan is, you know, a great offensive-minded coach, but his system, I think, is based off of, if that's not there, then that's there. Like, he's telling you what to look for every single time you go to the line of scrimmage. But I think in fairness to Justin Fields, if you're going to include some of the subpar regular season games, then I got to give you a little extra credit for what you did against Clemson. Yes, McLovin.
I find it so confusing that there's a criticism that he can't do reads or whatever. And you look at his stats, it's like 42 touchdowns and 2 picks or something. Like all these college guys are so productive. Why is it so much harder to be productive in the NFL? I know the systems are different, but like if you throw 40 touchdowns and 3 picks, then you're obviously doing something right.
But you're Ohio State, you go onto the field every, like maybe one game out of the year you go on the field and you're not the best team. And that's such a great advantage. How many teams can do that in the NFL where when they go onto the field, they're the best team out there? Because you never know. You can say, oh, the Rams are supposed to beat the Jets, but they didn't. Ohio State goes onto the field. Alabama goes onto the field. We have the most talent. And we're supposed to win. We have the best coach. We have the best. Like, that's such an advantage. You should be great in college. Yeah, McLovin.
Well, I think that's the problem. They see Dwayne Haskins was amazing at Ohio State. I think that's another. You started talking about this a while ago. Does Haskins' lack of success hurt Fields because weapons were propping him up?
I don't know why scouts didn't buy into A.J. McCarron at Alabama. Because he was that first quarterback that Alabama had that it looked like we can rely on our quarterback to win games for us. Because he threw 30 touchdowns, had 3 interceptions. But I never heard anything about his mental acumen. Like, he's a career backup in the NFL. Like, what is different about Mac Jones than A.J. McCarron? And I truly don't know. I mean, I'm not being sarcastic here. I'm just wondering. A.J. McCarron is a career backup quarterback. I thought he could have been a starter in the NFL. Personality, you know, there was a Baker Mayfield-type feel to him. But with Mac Jones, it just feels like we've bought into, well, he's Tom Brady. Okay, what does that mean? There's nobody Tom. There's no, first of all, get rid of that. Nobody's Tom Brady. Maybe he's a Matt Ryan type. Like, I don't know, but stop. You can't go, he's Tom Brady. Yes, McLovin.
Everyone says Zach Wilson is Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers.
He's not.
Would you lower it down a level to give the guy a chance?
God. Yeah, do we have a little bit where you can say, you know, he reminds me of this quarterback. Not the greatest quarterback of all time. Yes, Paul.
No one ever says, he reminds me of Johnny Manziel. He's going to be out of the league in a year and a half. No one ever says he reminds me of a bust.
Except people are going Kirk Cousins with Mac Jones. So I don't, that might
and,
be.
And I see that. But would you take that if you're the Niners? Is that a successful draft pick given what you gave up? And I'm going to say no, not with the third pick. He's got to be better than Kirk D. Cousins. And Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He's not great. He's good. He threw 35 touchdown passes last year. Like, you'd sign up for 35 touchdown passes. If Mac Jones gave you that, you go, oh, yeah. I think he's got to be better than that. This program brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app. Use the promo code Patrick. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Do you have a poll question, McLovin?
I do, okay. But I'm not going to tell you right now.
Okay, you're going to wait until after the break?
Yes.
Okay. I got a pretty crazy stat, just to give you an idea of the inexact science of trying to draft a quarterback. Crazy stat for you. It's called a tease. I'm hoping to keep you in your car, or you're going to stay with us just for a little while longer.
Thank God, because my poll question is a subpar one.
So you got some better. That's why I thought I'd better have something to keep them through the commercial break. 22 after the hour, Sean Salisbury will join us right after this in the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. It truly is. And Fritzy, who graduated second in his class, even though he cheated, he said, I don't understand how Discover does this.
It's really not possible.
Because they match all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically.
They're just giving away cash, basically.
It's like an ATM, and there's no limit on how much you can earn. It's amazing. Now, I went to Dayton, so nobody's really testing my IQ here. Todd?
You would think NYU and graduating the top of your class, you'd figure it out, but no.
Discover, 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. Learn more at discover.com/yes, 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Don't miss WWE's biggest event of the year, WrestleMania. Watch your favorite superstars compete in their most important matches on the grandest stage of them all. Sign up at PeacockTV.com. Stream all the action live, airing April 10th and 11th only on Peacock. The Miz is performing this weekend at WrestleMania, and The Miz will join us on the program tomorrow. We were all talking about our favorite wrestlers growing up. Fritzy, yours is?
Randy Macho Man Savage. I bought that purple shirt with the black letters at Madison Square Garden at WrestleMania. I think Honky Tonk Man beat Hulk Hogan that night, and I was just loving my Macho Man Randy Savage shirt.
What about you, McLovin?
Roddy Piper. And also, as the actor in that movie They Live that we talk about all the time where he saw aliens everywhere.
Yeah. What about you, Seton?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, okay. Coolest wrestler of all time.
Okay.
No doubt.
Paulie?
Roddy Piper, very entertaining. His show, Piper's Pit, really fun growing up.
You know, mine will probably surprise you. It was Bobo Brazil.
That's old school.
But I don't know why. I just remember wrestling was on Saturday morning, and I just saw Bobo Brazil, and I thought, that guy's the biggest guy I've ever seen in there. Yeah, see.
Piper's Pit was like so ahead of its time in that they had a TV show inside of the wrestling world, where it was like his own thing. It's really creative.
I was at CNN back in the mid-80s, and Hulk Hogan came in, and everybody stopped. Because he was one of the biggest stars in America. Hulk came in, and it was crazy. It was chaos. It was like, Hulk's in the building. Hulk's in the building. Everybody got up from their desk, you know, like CNN, 24-hour news channel, like, yeah, just leave the camera running. There's nobody on air. Let's just go see Hulk Hogan. Yeah, Paul.
I always felt bad for those guys who were the guys who lost every match. You know, like they'd have Hulk Hogan versus Barry Smith, and Barry Smith would just get crushed. You know, Barry Smith's not winning.
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter versus Tim Wilson.
All right, let me give you this incredible stat, and then I got to get Sean Salisbury. 14 quarterbacks have been drafted in the top five between 2009 and 2018. So 14 quarterbacks between 2009 and 2018 among the first five picks. How many quarterbacks are with the team that selected them? The answer is one, Baker Mayfield Jr. the third.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
With that, we make the smooth segue into Sean Salisbury, morning host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Sean, it's an inexact science. I don't care how many people are involved, whatever drills, whatever, you know, IQ, like, how do you, you're able to find your guy. It's not that easy. So the Niners have their guy in Mac Jones, apparently. Urban Meyer's got his guy, and the Jets have their guy. And then you're going to have maybe Justin Fields or Trey Lance. Not all of them are going to succeed.
No, as statistics said, Bobo Brazil, Dan. I was a Bobo Brazil guy, too. That just means we're old, okay? So we can go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, it isn't. You can evaluate. Everybody has a differing opinion. Some people love shorts and a T-shirt. Some people need a little bit of film. Heck, for Trey Lance and Mac Jones, both of them have started the same amount of games. When we rip Trey Lance, well, Mac's done it too, but he did it at Alabama. It's not. And the statistics say, Dan, that, you know, one of these guys or two are going to be really are going to be stars. The third guy is going to be pretty good. And the other two will be floundering around trying to find their way, whoever those five are. And the interesting thing about this is it may be a guy, a lot of times if you go to a better football team or the one more equipped, like Ben Roethlisberger. Remember, Dan, when he was falling, he got to go to a team that didn't have to rebuild. They just reloaded in Pittsburgh, and now he's got a Hall of Fame career. So whatever it is you go by, and we all have a, you know, the way we view quarterbacks and the way we look at it, you got to be a little lucky, you got to be well coached, and you got to have something that we don't see. And it's the things we don't see a lot of times in a quarterback are the things that end up being the difference maker in between good and great. And we draft top five quarterbacks for one big reason. Aside from winning championships, we expect them to be Hall of Famers, Dan. That we do. If you're drafted as top five quarterback, there cannot be a lot of ifs by your name.
But if I said Mac Jones was going to have the career of Kirk Cousins, would that be a successful draft pick for the Niners?
Sure it would. You'd win a lot of games, but when we say successful in the top five, Dan, we're not. That's not good enough. That, I mean, the perception. See, we want everybody to be Brady, Mahomes, Manning, where you got to win champion right away. We're in that instant gratification. If you're not good after two, well, you're not Patrick Mahomes. What happened? You're not Tom Brady. Well, you're right. Those guys, there's few. That's rarefied air. Kirk Cousins is going to leave this NFL when he does with a lot of numbers and a really good career. Vinny Testaverde, hell of a career. You know, not winning Super Bowl champions as a starter. Great. I can go through it. There's more of the, far more of those guys than there is guys that were drafted in the first round that we say, man, what a great player. Look at the 83 class. Three Hall of Famers, two really good careers, and Todd Blackledge didn't have his career. Great broadcaster, great guy, didn't. And Kenny O'Brien and Tony Eason had good careers.
Yeah.
But, Dan, so, yeah, if Mac Jones has it, but when you draft him third, Dan, when all is said and done, when you and I are sitting around having a drink or we're evaluating on television or radio, we're going to say, yeah, but he didn't win a championship. We don't say that about the left tackle or the right guard. We only say that about the quarterback or the pitcher in baseball.
But with Kirk Cousins, he was a success story because he's, what, a fourth-round draft pick. They had drafted RG3 the same year. Yep. You know, Mac Jones doesn't get that benefit. He's not, you know, he's moving up. They moved up, and they're going to go up there and get him. But trying to understand, like Justin Fields did everything that you, I guess you're supposed to do. He played big in big games, played hurt. But I don't understand this. I don't understand the Justin Fields where teams are, like he was dropping.
I'm going to tell you why, Dan, is I'm trying to figure out too. Let's see, after the game against Clemson and then the national title game when he was toughing it out, outplayed Trevor Lawrence in the football game.
Yeah.
What happened between, we didn't have a combine, right, Dan, this year? So what's happened between the time that game ended in January to now? I'll tell you what's happened. One person starts the verbiage, and then the next person buys in, and then people start to panic. See, we do everything we can to find out what's wrong with the guy, as opposed to all the great thing that's right. None of them are a perfect science. None of them are perfect at what they do. But he's got far more great traits and qualities than things that are negative. So what happened is that it starts to snowball. Oh, somebody said he didn't work hard. What about all of us that believe he works hard, or that he does get through his progressions, or that he does put his foot in the ground and he is tough, and that players love being around him, that elevates the play? Only thing I can see with Justin Fields, I watched the tape and see about 80% of his throws this year, and he makes good decisions. He's a winner. He's tough. He's competitive. Yet somehow in the verbiage, somebody started to say, well, four guys don't like him. I can't draft him. If you love him, draft him. I think it's absurd, and I think we're irresponsible a lot of times in the way we judge quarterbacks. If you're a person that just watches one game, don't come at me and tell me you know what Justin Fields is doing. Watch him in shorts and a T-shirt. Watch him in film. Talk to the backup quarterback. Talk to a wide receiver. Talk to his coach. Those are the people that are around him all the time. The person sitting up in the upper deck, or that's going on a hot take show and saying, you know what, I saw him. He threw a pick in game four against Indiana, and he overcame it too. So I tend to look at the good things, as long as it's not overbearing that a guy doesn't move and he throws too many picks and there's so many things against him. Justin Fields is a hell of a player, and I think it's irresponsible and absurd for us to judge a guy in shorts and a T-shirt more than we do in pads, and to start saying things about somebody that you quite frankly don't know enough about.
The local coverage in Houston with Deshaun Watson, now you have sponsors who are starting to fall by the wayside. Has anything changed locally with Deshaun Watson? Yeah.
Dan, 4 months ago, if you'd have said, Sean, and we've talked and we have about him, about his game, and if when he demanded a trade and all that, but before that even, and this, what's going on now, the court of public opinion would have been he was held in as high regard on and off the field as anybody was in their city. Any quarterback, any player, charity, giving, great teammate, just a great person, a great football player. I'm just going by the court of public opinion. I'm not implying guilt either way. Both sides deserve to be heard, and let the system take, the justice play it out, and then we'll make an opinion. But the court of public opinion, it's 180 degrees different than it was, Dan. For all the stuff they said that he was then, the majority of the people that come on my show or the talk in Houston is 180 degrees different now. Regardless of what happens, unfortunately, or depending on how you look at it, his reputation, the damage that's been done by this or by him, is going to take a long time, and I don't know if he'll ever be able to fix it. But the court of public opinion is he's not going to play it down this year or what have you. This is even before we know if guilt is there. But because people are saying, well, are 22 people lying? Are four people? Four is too much. One's too much. It's 180 degrees different, Dan, than what we thought about Deshaun Watson, or what the public thought about Deshaun Watson 4 months ago.
Is he tradable?
Today, no. I mean, now there's always somebody as we sit today, and I asked that question yesterday, just as we sit today knowing what we do and don't know, can you trade him or would you take him? I don't know how you can. Now, 4 months from now, we may be saying, yeah, you can trade him, and yeah, you can take him because it's all been cleared up. But right today, you're basically saying your team one side and devaluing or diminishing the importance on the other side. Football's not more important. We have to wait. So do the Texans, so do other teams, so does anybody passing judgment on both sides. We have to wait, Dan, because if somebody did take him on, you'd be giving him away as a football player. I think just the PR move and what's good for your franchise, you can't move him, and you cannot trade for him today.
He's Sean Salisbury, the host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. You had 12 starts in your career. You won six of those 12 starts. But if I look at the ratio of starts to quality quarterbacks you defeated, you might be up there as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Because
Hall of Fame.
Close.
Hall of Fame.
Close. You beat Jim Everett. You beat Bubby Brister. You beat Brett Favre. You beat John Elway. You beat Steve Young. You beat Jim Harbaugh.
And guess what? 6-0 against them. It's the only reason why, Dan, because I didn't play any of them a second time.
That's okay. It's okay. You got out of the country. You went to Canada.
If you want to know how great my starts were and how quality, just ask me. And I'll remind Elway and those guys about it all the time, brother.
If you ran into Favre, would you say, how long would it take before you'd say, yeah, I beat you, Brett?
I'd say, you know, it's still, it hovers over him. I lost to Salisbury. I would say, hey, Brett, it's great to see you, man. Boy, last time we saw, we were hanging out and having a blast at Elway's tournament. And by the way, I beat both of you guys, just so you know, undefeated. And where's Steve Young at? I whooped his rear end, too, while all three of those guys are wearing mustard-colored jackets, and I'm sitting here talking to you.
Paulie, do you have Sean Salisbury's stats against one of these guys?
Yeah, you mowed his grass. Sean, you were 20 for 33, 292, and two touchdowns. Favre had three interceptions and no touchdowns.
Oh, and by the way, just I don't know, Dan. By the way.
What else do you have?
Against Elway in a driving snowstorm.
Of course.
I beat him in his building. I went in there in front of his family and was the NFL player of the week, just so you know.
Thank you, bud.
And they're all laughing at me saying, Sean, hey, everybody finds a little luck six times in their career.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend.
Great to talk to you. I love you guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Sean Salisbury, morning host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. That's a pretty impressive lineup.
Heck yeah, dude.
I mean, you beat Elway, you beat Favre, you beat Steve Young.
In Steve Young's Super Bowl year, of course.
1994.
He'd already clinched the title. It was
Don't
the last game of the season.
Don't give too many details there, McLovin.
Four starters were playing for the Niners.
That's how about we stay with the positive here. All right, we'll come back. Play of the day and top of the hour, our Masters picks. Darius Rucker's going to join us. And, poll question, I think we'll settle on. Right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Bumping with Zion at midcourt. Got in the air, feeds Blake Griffin, opposite side, right wing three, is good! At the horn to end the first quarter. He knocked that one down from Gravesend.
Nets Radio Network, WFAN, Blake Griffin hit a three-pointer at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. Not that they needed the three-pointer. Sixth time this season the Nets have scored at least 135 points. Most such games in the NBA, most by the Nets in a season, all time. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. You know, I was watching the Nets, and Lakers obviously got Andre Drummond. The Nets got LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin. And the NBA is going to have to address this next season. Now, I'm not saying that they need to, or, you know, that's the reason why they're going to. They're already looking at how do you have these super teams able to stockpile these players who get bought out with their contracts, and then Andre Drummond joins the Lakers, or Blake Griffin, or LaMarcus Aldridge. I think the NBA is going to look at this, and it appears to be sort of a loophole that you're able to bring in these players, and it'll be team-friendly with the salary cap. And with what's happening with the Nets, what's happening with the Lakers, you know, DeMarcus Cousins is coming back in to the league. You just have these players who get to a certain point financially and you're in with a bad team and they decide to buy you out. And then one of these other teams scoops them up. Now you can say, well, other teams can scoop them up. You're right. But, you know, these players can decide who they want to play for. And you want to play for a championship. That's what Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge, reason why they went to the Nets. And all you do is you keep them for 6 months, and then, you know, whether you keep them or not. You know, do the Lakers have long-term plans for Andre Drummond? I have no idea. But I don't think the Marcus Saul signing has paid off the way they thought it was going to. But you bring in Andre Drummond, and, you know, Drummond is to help you get to when Anthony Davis comes back, when LeBron comes back. Like, you just sort of need to stay in the mix here. Now, if you look at the Lakers, they may not have home court advantage. Okay, if you win one game on the opponent's floor, now you have home court advantage back. Like, that's really what it comes down to. So it's not that big until you get to a point where, okay, this team we're facing in the Western Conference Finals has home court advantage, and that could be the difference. With the first couple of rounds, probably not. Yeah, McLevin.
Also, the Clippers, that's not an issue, no, obviously, at all, which could very well be the 3-6 matchup.
Yeah, could be. What's poll question we're going to go with?
Okay, I have three poll questions, rapid fire.
Okay.
Best non-team sport event of the year, Masters, Daytona 500, Wimbledon, or Kentucky Derby?
Mm-hmm.
Best chance to break their title drought in the next 3 years, Jazz, Nuggets, Suns, or Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
And off The Miz coming up with us tomorrow, best pro wrestler of all time. Here are my choices. Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Steve Austin, Macho Man, or Andre the Giant. Obviously, this is depends how old you are. But those are the I looked up a list of the top guys, and that's who came up.
Now, I know who Darius Rucker's favorite is. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes. He has bought some items from this, or that had to do with this wrestler. A lot. I was there when he spent a lot of money on an item. Crazy amount of money. But he said he had to have it. Yes, McLeod.
I like the guys who are like designed to lose. Like it's like coming up against a contender. It's Jim Jones or somebody like with that or a common name who just gets slaughtered in the early cards.
There was a guy in the 80s. His name was SD Jones, Special Delivery Jones. And he was like a high-end loser. Like everyone knew him, but he would fight against, you know, Sergeant Slaughter. It's not going to work out too well.
I thought you said his nickname was STD.
Oh.
I was going...
Nobody wanted to get near him in the ring.
No.
That's his closing move.
the big penicillin, they called it.
They called him the free clinic.
You know, his claim to fame. He lost to King Kong Bundy in WrestleMania 1 in 8 seconds, the fastest title loss in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
If you call it.
Never forget.
I think you're going there. You let me give my poll questions. It's your fault.
All right. Thank you, McLovin. By the way, if you go to the website, a lot of great things there. Some T-shirts there, including one T-shirt that will stay up until tomorrow. And then we've been told to please take it down. While supplies last, that one's up there. The cease and desist related T-shirt, it's up there. Also, Penny's Bang Biscuits. You can order those online at danpatrick.com. And if you want to be part of the calendar, you got to send in your picture with DP Show gear. Got to have DP Show gear on. Send in your picture with your birth date, and we will include you on the calendar that we will put out by the end of the year. Let's see. Can I get to Jason in Missouri before we take a break? Hey, Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, first time caller. Called with a master's pick, Webb Simpson, top 10 finish the last 2 years. Think he's got a chance. Also, calling for a missed mock headline opportunity for Fritzy with my Oklahoma Sooners coach, Lon Kruger, retiring. So, Lon, and retirement not so scary for Kruger. Also, sneaky great hire with Porter Moser.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Yes, Todd.
It's a Freddy Krueger reference.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it.
I wouldn't say Todd exactly missed that opportunity.
Lon Kruger.
Freddy Krueger. Todd. No.
That's... Norman Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, no. Darius Rucker will join us coming up. One more item as we close out the first hour. It's Full Sail University. Spent 90 minutes yesterday afternoon, a Zoom call with some of the students reviewing their work. Full Sail University, you get a bachelor's degree in sportscasting. The Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, we teach everything from front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, and everything in between. I love a lot of these approaches that Full Sail has because what they do is they combine hands-on learning, immersive projects. The faculty has real-world experience, prepping the students for what life is really like in this industry. And we brought in some of the best people in the business to be part of the program, people who have actually done this for a living for a long time. A lot of people I worked with at ESPN. At Full Sail University, you earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. And then you can choose to earn your degree online or on Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.